just like sign up right now. Why not? We'd love to.
Yeah.
What else are we doing? You know, we're just
we're
hanging
making
out.
Podcasts.
We're making podcasts, which are the best things people have heard in a long time.
Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, Church Communicator, we need to talk. I'm your host, Kim.
And I'm Zach, and you're listening to the Church Communications Group podcast. Hey, we need to talk. Hey, Church Communicator, let's talk about 2025. Can you believe it? We're already a month into 2025. Okay. We took a little bit of a time off because we needed to recoup from our like holiday season because we just went so hard this Christmas and New Year's. For context, New Year's Eve, I like watched the Wicked movie on the couch and I was asleep by 10 p.m. So I had to recover and it took a whole month. Kim, you had pretty much a cooler New Year's Eve. What did you do?
I watched the Wiccan movie.
Not together.
I watched the Wiccan movie with my family. So we actually returned from our holiday travels on New Year's Eve and kind of walked into the house and got situated. And we had heard word that if you started Wicked at a specific time, that when the new year rang in at midnight, that was when Elphaba would be hitting the note. And so I was like, let's go. And I put it on and it didn't line up exactly, but she was still in defying gravity. And it was this beautiful, happy new year, defying gravity. Here we go.
Yes. And then that ushered us into 2025 of the year of the let them. And that's been our motto for 2025. Let them.
Let them.
And so, you know, defying gravity, what better way to go into the new year than some musical theater.
Like, absolutely.
And if you ask anyone else, yeah, it's us. It's Broadway. Why not? We don't want to do anything else with our time. And
right.
We will not. We have so much planned. You're going to be able to catch us in a ton of different cities at these road shows. We have, we're going to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going over to San Diego. We're in Phoenix. We have the conference in Chicago. We have a big 2025.
Lots going on.
And so we are excited to be able to see you in person. But before we get into like all the other stuff in 2025, me and Kim this year, we decided we were going to do some New Year's resolutions. And what we did was some bingo cards. This is like super viral on TikTok. That's how I got the idea, was a TikTok. And so what that is, it's like you got 25 squares. If you want to give yourself a free space, I'm always think self-care, mine as well. And you fill it with 24, 25 goals. And as you hit them, you knock those off. And then every five squares you get off, you get yourself a little gift. And so, Kim, like, what are some of the things that are on your New Year's bingo card?
One of the things, and this is quite funny to have as a bingo card thing, but is to let them. And that is honestly kind of just the rally cry of the year. And if you have not, now this is not a Christian book, it's not a Christian person, but if you have not read the Let Them Theory book, highly recommend it. And so that was actually on my list of books to read throughout the year. When I was 18, I started reading a book a week. And for a very long time, I was successful at that. And then sometimes it's not as successful. There are some years that go by and maybe it's a book a month or something along those lines. So I was like, I'm going to read a book a week again this year. And one of the very first ones that I wanted to start with was the Let Them Theory. And Zach and Shanna that works with us and some others, we were like, let's read this together. And just being able to kind of have that attitude with people and with situations of like, you know what, let them. Like, this does not need to bother me as much as I'm letting it bother me. So you know what? And it's not like a let them. It's not that kind of attitude. It's just like, you know what? Let them. Let them do what they're going to do and don't let it eat you up. It doesn't matter that much. And so, yeah, I'm in a season and a year of let them.
So I also have like read at least one book a month, but another one is I want to fill a journal and like whatever that looks like. I just want to get back into the habit of like intentionally writing again.
Yeah.
Super excited about that one. Had not started, but I am on book 4 of the year already and like we're only like a month in. So like I'm trying to knock off these boxes because I'm winning a prize. Like I'm ready for my instant gratification.
Yes.
Well, it's delayed gratification. And another one that is really big is I want to perform 5 times this year. And so throughout the year, I just get opportunities to be able to perform, whether it's through class, whether it's an invited cabaret show. And my goal is 5 times this year. So it's another example of just, you know, seizing opportunity, making space for yourself. And those are kind of the two that I'm like really kind of the most excited about.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely am really excited about one of mine is to, and everybody is just laughing at me at this point in time, but one of mine is to learn the Dancing Through Life dance from Wicked, the musical movie. I am like, this is my goal in 2025. This is one of my big winners would be to learn the Dancing Through Life dance. Now, if I can get that one down and I have time in the year, my one will be the What Is This Feeling dance, because that is equally as phenomenal. Also on the other side, there's like, you know, a little more like personal, like I kind of want to get into a different room in my house. Now I do not have 52 rooms, so it's not like a weekly thing. I am not that person, but I do want to kind of get into every room in the house at some point throughout the year and kind of reorganize and really deep clean those rooms. So that's like I don't know. That sounds really fun to me because I love organization and I love that detail management. But then also like the biggest one probably for me that I am trying to make sure I tackle and make sure that it is number one for me is the reading of my Bible and the Bible in a year. I have done this so many times in the past and I have missed weeks. I've missed multiple days. Like I get done with it and it's like, you are 50% and the year is over. And I'm like, dag nabbit, Kimberly, come on, get with it. And so this year I'm like, my challenge to myself, if I don't learn the Dancing Through Life dance, it's gonna be okay. But Kim, you are going to stay in it. You're gonna read the Bible in the year and you are gonna focus in there. And you know what, right now, I'm doing good. Every day I am getting that Bible reading done. I am in it and I am staying solid and secure. I've got that little voice on the side called my husband, who's also helping and going along with me on that. And so, yeah, that's the like number one, that's the big star.
That's awesome. So we'll keep you guys up to date throughout the year of where we're at with those. And you know what, like performance opportunities, you may even be able to see Kim perform the Dancing Through Life somewhere. You have no idea. You have no idea what the year is going to bring up. And also with Church Communications Group. So we are entering year 2 of missional marketing, having Church Communications Group and us partnering with this company.
Yeah.
And we have had such a successful 2024. We have gotten to connect with so many of you that are listening to the podcast. We have gotten to see you in person. We've got to see you over Zoom and digitally and in the Facebook group. And we have had such fruitfulness in being able to not just serve the church, but you guys have worked and grown us. And we have so much planned for this next year, not even just road shows and the conference. We have our cohorts, which is going to give us an opportunity to connect with more churches. But we're even working behind the scenes on some of the different services and ways we can serve your church and how we can further develop those. So, Kim, you are our fearless leader. You are our general manager. You are our brand manager. So what are, let's just say, 1 to 2 goals that you have this year related to Church Communications Group? It could be personal. It could be for the company as a whole.
Yeah. This is a pretty big one. But personal work goal would be to connect with 1,000 churches in the year 2025. And that's connect in some way. Now, looking back at 2024, we were able to connect with over 500 of you out there. And that to me is like, that is so amazing. That is so great. And so I'm kind of just pushing it a little bit more. And in 2025, I would love to see us connect with 1,000 churches. That doesn't mean that they have to work with us, but maybe they're showing up to a roadshow. Maybe they're showing up to the conference. Maybe they're part of a cohort. Maybe they are getting coaching or ongoing support or working with our social media team. Whatever it is, we want to be a part of 1,000 churches and making a difference in the growth. Wow. Of the kingdom of heaven. So that to me is kind of the number one goal.
Hey, Church Communicator, I want to invite you because we are coming to a city near you for a one-day roadshow. These are one-day events where we get together with other communication directors in your area, and we talk about things such as website, social media, and crisis management. It is a one-day event where you can network with churches around you, and hey, you get to hang out with us. So make sure that you go to churchcommunications.com to get your tickets, and we'll see you soon. If you know you're listening and you're like, oh, I haven't talked to Kim or Zach in person or on Zoom, just like sign up right now. Why not? We'd love to.
Yes.
What else are we doing? You know, we're just
hanging out.
We're
making podcasts.
We're making podcasts, which are the best things people have heard in a long time.
Amen.
So my goal is like, you know, I'm in that social media realm, like social media strategy. And I actually have been working with Mission Marketing close to 4 years now, but moving into this really has been just in the past 6 to 8 months. And so I've loved what we've developed and how we've gotten to serve churches in social media.
Yeah.
But I'm not like settled in the way that we're doing it. I want us to like continue to evolve. So my goal is to be more on top of my game. And then also I want to be able to translate that to other churches. I want to talk to a ton of churches about social media. Me and Kim have conversations all the time of like, How have people been coming to church and how has that changed over time? And we've even been talking about the concept of from the couch to the pew. We used to think like from the parking lot to the pew, but now it's really the couch to the pew. Like we are engaging with people as they are sitting in their houses, and things such as our website, our ads, and social media really is touching them in a place where they may not be expecting to interact with us, but how can we pull them in? And I would love, and my goal is to be able to pull so many more churches into 2025 with social media. And how can we connect with our community and let them know, not just like, hey, we have service on Sunday, come and join us, but like, we're a place of community. Like we have something for your kids. We have something for your teams. We have something for you as mom and dad and grandmom. And we even have things for you such as Grief Share, Celebrate Recovery. Like how can we connect with people on the couch where what they're doing is just scrolling through their phones? So that's my goal. I want to be bigger, faster, better, stronger in social media and come be a part of it.
Now, for me, a lot of the calls that I'm getting on right now, a lot of churches are asking us like, okay, so what's new for 2025? Like, what is that thing that may be coming? You know, part of it is the talk of TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And like, is TikTok going to come or go? And like, you know, where's TikTok at? And some it's like, what is the next big thing that's coming through to churches? And like, that's a pretty big question. And it kind of, I'm always like, I don't really know if I have an answer for that. Zach, do you feel like there's something like within social media, even that like this may be the next thing in social media that our churches need to be looking toward or looking for or looking at?
Yeah. And I think that's a really good question. We have to ask ourselves like what's up and coming. But I think like beyond like what's the next big platform, I think like that big thing, like that next big thing is for churches to figure out how can I actually engage with people? How can I go beyond just talking at people and then talking with people? So like because, you know, platforms are going to come and go. Like they're, you know, tomorrow they may be the biggest platform that's ever existed and beat out TikTok or be better and bigger than Meta. But like, if we don't know how to engage and connect with people on these platforms, like it's really pointless what platform you're on. So I think that is like the big thing. Like when you really think about it, like we talked about this before and we continually talk about it, is like about 10 years ago and even before, like people were so in tuned and our community was in tune with our sermon series and, oh, they're talking about marriage. Well, let's get our families and we're going to go to church. But things and communication and even learning has evolved so much to where it's like, I can just sit on my couch and hear and learn about marriage through a TV show. I can learn about it through another podcast. I can learn about it through a book, through a documentary, through even a sermon. And like, I don't have to go to church anymore because, you know, that content exists right in my hands. But what people are really starving for and what's bringing people into the church is a sense of community.
Yes.
We're 5 years removed from COVID, and that sense of needing community and relational equity again is embedded into our DNA. And for a lot of us, it's starved. And so if we're not leaning into engaging and showing and showcasing our community, then we're just feeding them information that they're getting just through scrolling. So yeah, that's what I think like is a big thing with social media. It's not a platform. It's never going to be a platform. It's all about how do we connect with these people.
That's so good. And you know what? I'll just take one from that. When it comes to your communications as a whole, churches as a whole, we've got to stop getting into that place. We've got to get out of this mindset. We've got to move away from this mindset. And I'm sorry if this hurts your feelings, but we have got to get away from letting people know what we are doing. That's like we hear that all the time. We need to have in our social media platforms, we need to have advertisement for our upcoming event and like what we're doing and us. People need to know what's in it for them. People want to see people. They want to engage with each other. It's not about going, let me put a graphic up for our, you know, Good Friday service. No, it's not about just that. It's what is engaging for them. That is what is for them at your Good Friday service. If you have a Good Friday service and then an Easter egg hunt and then your Easter services, you know what you need to talk the most about? Your Easter egg hunt. Because Good Friday is like, I understand what this is about. I understand what is going to happen in these next few days. And Easter is a great week. It's a great celebration. It's very evangelical. And we want to invite people to church on Easter and we want to give a great Easter message. But it is also a time for those of us that understand what Jesus did for us. It is for us to be thankful and to celebrate that we are forgiven. And so there's so much about that that is not very accepting or available to an audience that doesn't understand that. So when you've got that Easter egg hunt and you say, come on in and come and be a part of this, and it's going to be fun. And we're going to have music and we're going to have food and your kids are going to get these eggs and they're filled with candy and secret little, you know, $500 bills. I don't know what country. but that's the thing that you go, this is for you. And that's the kind of thing we say, you know, share that. Really communicate that. Use some photos from last year's egg hunt. And really bring that. So moving away from like, hey, this is for us. This is our thing. And we want you to know what our thing is. And instead move into like as a community, what is in it for our people of the community? What is outside of us? And change that perspective because it's not about the how. It's not about, you know, should I put a billboard outside or should I put it in the bulletin or whatever? Yeah, there's all those options. But in the end, how are you reaching the lost?
Yeah.
And what are you doing to open your doors and make it a comfortable and accepting place for them to come in and learn about Jesus?
I love that. So, Kim, I have one more question. And this is like one of the big trends. We talk about social media all the time. One of the big trends at the end of every year is people on TikTok and Instagram, they do a list of what is in and what is out for 2025.
Yeah.
So I want to hear your hot take of what's in and what's out. I'll go fast first to give you this thought process. So what in 2025 in church communications, what I think is out is just blanket communications to everybody. Just blanket. I'm going to just like throw it out there and on all of our platforms, all of our means of communications and just see where it lands.
Yeah.
But what's in is being strategic in our communication, in our platform. So like we talked about the couch to the pew. So I know that social media is for people on the couch. I know that our email are for people that are invested into our church a little bit more. Our app is for people that are really like invested. And so what's in is being able to look at all of those different streams and forms of communications and tailoring and catering message for that specific audience.
Yeah, that's so good and so true. Definitely out and in. I would say, what's out is, hey, first-time guest, here's a bag with a mug and a t-shirt and stuff that says, we think you're great by putting our name on it. That is out. That was on its way out.
Even though you do have a church mug that you were just sipping.
I know. I just represent. You know what I love about this mug?
It's a good mug.
It doesn't say the church on it. Nobody knows what church it is. Cedar Creek in Ohio. And so, yeah, they spoiled us with a mug. But yes, but here's the thing. Great for third, fourth, fifth time guest, right? First time guest, what's out is the here's this baggie full of stuff that you're probably going to give to the Goodwill or throw away. What is in is them knowing that you are for them and for the community. So one of the great ways to do that is if you are a first-time guest, we are donating $5 in your name to the local homeless shelter. We're donating $5 in your name to this local outreach that is helping with the fires or what's helping with hurricanes. Like whatever that is, when they go, because a lot of the time a first-time guest comes in, a lot of the time they may not have just extra money in their pocket, right? They may not be ready to hand over a bunch of money. And so when we say it's time to give and give us your money and they get a little uncomfortable, and then we say we're going to do a collection for the hurricanes that are happening, and they feel a little uncomfortable because they're like, I don't have any cash in my pocket or whatever.
Yeah.
But when we say, you know what, we are going to give in your name. We are going to donate in your name. That makes them feel like they are part of something good that is happening. And you don't have to do the same thing all year long. You can switch it up every month. You can switch it up every week. You can say, we're going to give to the foster system in the city. We're going to help give toward the foster. We want to have all these kids that are in the foster system. We're going to set them up with a Christmas party. And so we're going to put together, put in some funds. And we're going to go ahead and put in your name $10 for that. That makes people go, they're not asking me to be a walking billboard by giving me a shirt with their name and a mug with their name. But this is for the community and this is for them. And people love that. People want to see that. A younger generation, the 20-somethings, the Zachs of this world, they want to see more of that and less of us. And so, yeah, it's out to give away the mug, but it's in to be giving for a purpose and a reason.
Yeah. We're so excited for 2025. We're already 8% the way through 2025, but it's been a great 8%. And I'm betting you that 92% is going to be even better. But let us know what is your in and your out for church communications group. And we want to know, what are you loving? What are you like? Let's never do that again. And leave it in the show notes, comment it on social media, put it in the Facebook group. We can't wait to hear from you. And we will see you for the rest of 2025. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
If you would like more information about the Church Communications Group, visit us online at churchcommunications.com. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.